welcome back to Must Be Nice. Our first topic is North Korea and South Korea and our connection to them. So what's going on in North Korea?
Well, back in 2018, on 420, Kim Jong-un announced that he would freeze weapons and missile testing, which is really positive outlook, seeing as back in 2017, there was 23 different missile tests. A week after that announcement, the Supreme Leader crossed the border into South Korea and had a summit with President Moon Jae-in of South Korea.
Well, that sounds like good news, but why are we involved?
The U.S. involvement has more to do with the treatment of their citizens, their nuclear capability, and the early Cold War in the 1950s when we were aiding South Korea against North Korea from communist influences.
So how do you think we can fix the issue?
Well, I don't think that there's a straightforward answer because you can't surely trust Kim Jong-un, but it'd be best to have him as a friend rather than to entice him or upset him in any way because he's rather sporadic. But we hope for the best and prepare for the worst, and that's why we've set anti-missile tech in North Korea.
Okay. Let's take a quick moment to thank our sponsor, Delta Airline. Keep climbing. So our next topic is Mexico. They're increasing violence, gang wars, and political violence. So what do you know all about that?
In terms of the violence, I know that there were 33,000 drug-related homicides in 2018. And that's a 15% increase since 2017. And on top of that, 130 politicians / political candidates were killed by the Mexican cartel. That's because in 2018 there was a Mexican presidential election and they wanted to alter the outcome of the elected president.
So how is this being combated?
Well, in Mexico it's being combated by a former political candidate that they call AMLO. He suggested a hybrid civilian / police / military force to fight the cartel.
Where did the violence come from?
Well, pre-1980s, drugs were smuggled in or made in Mexico and then just simply distributed. But since then, they've moved to making advanced networks and trafficking routes. And with this comes gang violence for territory and access to markets. Ever since El Chapo was extradited to the U.S., Mexico has a huge power gap since he had been on top, and everyone wants to fill it.
So, how should we fix it?
Well, AMLO suggested that we revert the fight against the cartel to a civilian-based force after a military approach resulted in even more violence like we saw in slums. And I agree, I think we should support him in his decision and his opinion on this because he lived in this situation and he knows what's best for the country.
Alright. Let's take a look at the other side of the earth, the group Al-Shabaab in Somalia. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Al-Shabaab is an African jihadist group, and it continues its attacks in Somalia / Kenya. This January, it attacked a hotel, and it killed 21 innocent civilians, and it also held hundreds of people hostage inside of the hotel. The U.S. has been missile-striking Al-Shabaab for years, but since 2016, when they upped their ante, we've been extra aggressive with missile strikes.
How dangerous are they?
The group is extremely dangerous, as they're willing to kill, but they established in 2006, and they fed off an unstable and even weak central government in Somalia. It reached their peak in 2011, when they controlled parts of Mogadishu and an important part known as Kismayo, but luckily the Kenyan troops managed to push them out and back out of their strongholds.
So, how does this issue end?
I think we should just keep up the military pressure. If we let up, then they have a chance to regroup and strike again, try to take back that port, Kismayo, or even the city of Mogadishu. But if we just keep hammering them, then they wouldn't have a chance to regroup.
Alright, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for wasting your time.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.